Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 8th episode of the Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm Justin, and joining me this week is Adam.
What's up, guys?
And Jason.
Hey, nice to be back.
Yes, we finally have the full cast together again. This week we're going to discuss the people that decided to wear uniforms today for the Steelers, college football, Pirates baseball, some NASCAR racing, the world of hockey, and the start of Pittsburgh Penguins training camp. Finally, hockey season's back. Thank you guys and gals for listening to us. Please, if you're listening to us through iTunes, please leave a review and let us know how we're doing. If you're listening to us through YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, leave us comments. We're also available on TuneIn, so follow and share and leave comments for us on there if that's how you found us. You can also send us messages through Facebook at facebook.com and look up Mason Dixon Sports Podcast on Twitter at MaceDix Sports Pod, or email us at masondixonsportspodcast@gmail.com. So, try not to do this, but the place we hold that hosts our podcast so you guys can enjoy it is having a contest right now. With the episode that gets the most likes, we'll get free premiere hosting for life. So if you guys could, go over to Podomatic and like our episodes. It would greatly help us out and get one less headache off our chest. Because as it looks right now, I think in another month, we're going to have to start deleting episodes. Alright, well, let's move on to this and get over with, like, pulling the Band-Aid off. The Philadelphia Eagles played somebody wearing Pittsburgh Steel uniforms. Still don't know who it was yet.
It was the North Star High School football team, I swear to God.
Might as well have been.
Well, they might actually fared better.
The team looked horrible today. No ifs, ands, or buts. The offense sucked. The special team sucked. The defense sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to watch the game, and I am happy that I didn't.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was so bad. I don't think it affected you at all, Jason, since you're in Pittsburgh. But down here, after the third quarter, CBS tuned away from the Silver game. They were showing the Indy game.
That's horrid.
Yeah. Luckily, I have Sunday tickets, so I can still watch the game. Not that I wanted to.
High roller.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
There's always ways to get it free from direct. Always.
I'm not worried about getting it free. I'm just worried about keeping a happy wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
You can always pay for a divorce.
Oh, no. No.
No, don't do that. We like her.
Anyways... Moving on to college football, Jason will be happier this week. Iowa beat Rutgers 14-7.
Kind of hard to be happy when your team loses to an FCS team.
Well, at least they didn't get crushed.
No, but they gave the damn game away last week.
They did. Pitt lost a close game to North Carolina, 37-36.
Yeah, that was a tough loss right there. last play of the game.
Penn State and, got mopped up.
Yes, talking about teams not showing up. Penn State was crushed by Michigan, who's ranked number 4, 49-10. The only highlight of that game was the kicker once again laid somebody out. So that was the only thing worth watching on that. WVU beat BYU 35-32. Number 1 ranked Alabama rolled Kent State 48-0.
Has Alabama played anybody yet?
Their first game was USC.
Who, if I remember correctly, is still unranked.
No, I don't think they played any ranked teams yet. And Notre Dame lost to Duke 38-35.
Fuck Notre Dame.
Probably with that loss, they will be unranked next week. So moving on to upsets. Number 11 ranked Wisconsin beat number 8 Michigan State 30-6. Number 23 Ole Miss for the second week in a row beat a higher ranked team and beat Georgia 45-14.
Wow.
And Auburn beat number 18 LSU 18-13.
Seems like there's been a lot of upsets this year so far.
Fair share. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want us to report on a score for a college team, send us an email, let us know. The ones I have up are ones that I know people like or dislike, like Notre Dame. And I'll definitely try to keep the upsets up every week.
You ready to move on to baseball?
Sure.
Alright, so this week with the Pirates, Tuesday they played the Brewers. They beat them 6-3. Wednesday they beat them 4-1. Thursday they lost the Brewers 3-1. Started a series with the Nationals on Friday, which they beat them in extra innings 6-5, and then they lost yesterday and today. Yesterday they lost 6-1, and today it was 10-7. Coming out of today's game, though, there was some controversy with Jung Ho Kang, and what he did was laid down what appeared to be a tag on Bryce Harper, but the ball was, he didn't even have the ball, it wasn't even anywhere near him, and it caused Bryce Harper to slide into the bag and injure his wrist, which then prompted one of the pitchers from Washington to throw at Jung Ho Kang, which the ball ended up going right behind his head, which led into a bench-clearing brawl. Did you guys see that?
I heard about it, but I didn't get to see it.
I saw the tag, well, the lack of tag, and what he did was wrong. The catcher for the Nationals throwing right behind his head is just stupid. After the fight, was the catcher still in the game?
The pitcher got kicked out, and then Sean Rodriguez got thrown out for us.
So the person that threw the ball right at the guy's head pretty much got to stay in the game.
No, he got kicked out.
Oh, you said pitcher.
Yeah, the pitcher got thrown out.
So the pitcher threw it at his head.
Yeah, when he pitched.
Okay, I thought you said catcher before, so I apologize. Okay, so at least the Major League Baseball did the right thing there, and because that's. Yeah, Harper hurt his wrist, and listening to the Marlins feed, because that's what I'm stuck with down here, you would thought it was the worst thing in the world to happen.
I mean, I agree that it's, kind of a childish play on Gong's part, but at the same time, I see why he did it. You know, it kept Bryce Harper from scoring, and the Pirates are still fighting for a playoff spot. So, I can see why he did it.
Yeah, I also know Nashville fans are still pissed at us for last year for having that guy lean into the pitch and costing the perfect game. So,
you know what? I'm the guy stepping up the bat. I'm leaning into the damn pitch, too, so I don't blame him one bit.
All right, so after, doing pretty well this week, the Pirates need to win all four games against the Cubs and then two against the Cardinals, and they would need the Cardinals to at best split the series with the Reds and to lose those two games against the Pirates. So there's still a shot, but it's not a very good one.
Now, that being said, the Cardinals are playing right now, so the Pirates currently sit 4 games back, but if the Cardinals win, they'll be 5 games back.
Right.
And that'll definitely make that a tall order to come back from. My thoughts is Sunday's going to be the last Pirate game this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Jason, your thought?
Oh, they're back to the old Pirates. There is no playoffs this year.
I mean, I don't know that I'd say old Pirates because they wouldn't even be this close. So
I do know Harvick got to win today.
Woo!
I'd rather seen. Never mind. But
what, Kenseth?
Well, yeah, but
I would have been okay with Kenseth winning. I'm just glad it wasn't Bush.
One of these days, somebody is actually going to put him in the wall, and he's not going to come back.
Careful about that.
Truck Series, William Byron won their first race of their chase. Christopher Bell came in second, and then Matt Crafton in third. The Xfinity Series, which was a caution fest, so I did not get to see the end of it. I kind of fell asleep. That's what happens. Elliott Sadler won. Daniel Suarez came in second, followed by Ryan Blaney in third. You're telling me Sadler didn't make their chase?
First and second are in the chase.
Oh, yeah, Sadler.
Blaney's the one that's not in the chase.
Yeah, well, Blaney's a full-time Sprint Cup driver, so.
So, as Jason said, that was a caution fest. The race was 200 laps. 64 of those laps were run under caution.
It's still 136 laps under green. But yeah. Shout out to Matt Sever finishing 10th, I believe it was, down at Hickory. That's about all I got for racing news. Evac, you got anything?
Nope.
So we're Harvick first, Kenseth second, and Kyle Busch on third. They're all in the chase. Harvick, with the win today, moves into the next round of the chase. Same with Sadler, same with Brawn. They'll move into their respective next rounds.
Sprint Cup Chase right now has two drivers locked in. That's Truex and Harvick, correct?
Yes, Truex and Harvick will move on to the round of 12 due to having won a race. The final race of the first round is next week at
Dover.
Yes.
Wouldn't mind going to that one.
No, I wouldn't either. It's only like 2 hours away. Alright, if you guys don't have any more about NASCAR, let's start with the hockey talk.
Finally, a sport we love.
Yes. So, as we mentioned, the World Cup of Hockey is going on. The prelims, or tournament round, as they're calling it, ended on Thursday. Team USA, not winning any games in the tournament, was mathematically eliminated after a loss to Team Canada on Tuesday. The Czech Republic lost their first two games, second one overtime to be eliminated from moving on. The Czechs then beat Team USA in the last game. That meant nothing to send Team USA homeless.
Homeless?
Sorry. Well, they might as well be homeless. Some of them are winless.
Those boys still make more money than we could ever dream to see.
So, speaking of Team USA, did anybody see Kessel's tweet on Tuesday night?
Nope.
Great, I gotta find it now. Hold on. Give me a second. Actually, I'll just paraphrase it. Pretty much, his tweet was, he was sitting around with his dog, and there was something more important he should be doing. He couldn't put his finger on it. Pretty much alluding to the fact that he should have been on the team. A couple of the less skillful players on Team USA took offense to it. That truth hurts. He should have been on the team, even with the injury. He was snubbed from the beginning in place of players that like to hit.
Yeah, because in international game, hitting matters, right?
Obviously, that's why they didn't win any games. Pretty much, they built the team to win against Canada, which they did in the first practice game, and couldn't do the next two times they played them.
Canada came out and spanked them the next two, so obviously that didn't work.
The team I was looking forward to seeing go pretty far, Team North America, was also eliminated. They were eliminated by Team Russia, finishing with the same record, but beating Team North America in their head-to-head game. Team Finland was the other team that was eliminated in that round, with a 1-2 record. So we'll move on to the semifinals. Saturday night was Team Canada versus Team Russia. Team Canada beat Team Russia 5-3. Today's game was Team Europe versus Team Sweden. Team Europe managed to pull the win out in overtime 3-2. So there'll be a final series that starts on Tuesday between Team Canada and Team Europe. It's a best of three. They'll play Tuesday, Thursday, and if necessary, Saturday.
So they'll play Tuesday and Thursday?
Most likely. You guys have any thoughts on the World Cup of Hockey?
I like watching the hockey. I hate the fact that the tournament's there because people are getting hurt and the season that matters is coming up real quick.
Adam?
I think Edzo summed it up. I mean, we're going to talk about an injury that happened to one of our guys, so it's just frustrating.
Such a shame they didn't trade Fleury this offseason.
Yeah, I know. We could have got to see a lot more Jari in the preseason.
I'm sure we still will. Anyways, moving on to the good team. Penguins opened up their training camp on Friday, with the first public session being on Saturday. Phil Kessel, who we mentioned a little bit ago, was in uniform for starting training camp, which is nice, having recovered from his hand injury over the summer. So the team has 20 defensemen, 34 forwards, and 6 goalies in training camp, divided into 3 teams. How the coaching staff is doing this? All 3 teams are at practice every day. All have a practice session. The team that's not playing has the 2 practice sessions, and then 2 of the teams will have a scrimmage every day. I like how they're going about that.
That does make you think, getting into a more game situation, even though it's not really game situation.
Game situation, and I think just keeping that competitiveness going from the start.
Yeah, I like that they're showing a little bit more intensity from last year's training camp.
Well, everybody's going to be gunning for him this year, so you got to kind of prepare a little harder. You can't play the underdog this year.
No. So we posted the training camp roster on our Facebook and Twitter pages. If you guys are interested in looking at it. Jason, you want to mention the name?
Daniel Sprong was not on any of them lists. So I didn't know if they kept him down in juniors indefinitely for the season. Or, you know, maybe the guy who posted the list didn't add it in.
I'm going to say most likely they're going to keep him in juniors this year. I mean, they have a full set of roster. Their top 6 is for the most part set. So I mean,
that kid's too skilled to go down to the bottom six. He is. He's a very skilled player, and he ain't gonna beat out a Hornquist or a Kessel. So, hey, what are we talking about? Kessel's on the third line.
HBK, HBK.
So Adam, what are we gonna get for Flurry this year when he gets traded?
A bag of rice. You know that, you know, so whenever you have an injury, you can warm up that bag of rice and put it on that injury. So
very true. That you can keep in the freezer so it stays cold too, in case it's one of them injuries you need ice.
That's right. Multi-purpose.
So moving on to the injury, our young gun goalie Matt Murray is out for the first 3 to 6 weeks of the season with a broken hand, an injury he got while playing in that loss to Team Russia in the World Cup of Hockey.
Hopefully it wasn't from a shot from Gino. That would be sad.
It would be hilarious at the same time.
Hey, I mean, good thing about it is now we can show off Flurry so that it boosts his trade value.
Yeah, it could.
Or puts this damn controversy to rest.
I mean, it's not going to put it to rest, because when Murray comes back, then it's going to heat up even more.
Yeah, because it's going to be, oh, look, Murray's back. He just won us a cup. Let's see what he can do now. Although hockey is one of those what-have-you-done-for-me-lately sports, so if he doesn't play for a while, maybe they'll forget about him.
Yeah. Not the trash on him, because, like I said, he is the future of the team. I will admit that. Barring he stays with us after this year. I remember his contract's up.
Yeah, but he's an RFA, so at least we'll get something out of it.
Bag of rice.
Exactly.
Fuck that bag of rice. I'm thinking a number one first round pick here. But that's still a pretty hefty contract for him to get a first round pick.
Do we know what first round picks are anymore in Pittsburgh?
Nah, we haven't seen one of them in a few years. Quite a few.
Well, I guess we've had our share ten years ago or so.
Well, let's see. What, 2003 we had the first overall pick.
Yeah.
2004 we had the second. 2005 we had the first. 2006 we had the sixth overall pick.
Yeah.
Sixth overall. Some pretty good players out of that though.
Yeah, well, Flurry. we're not Edmonton, so we're never gonna get, you know, pulled that early to get a number one overall pick again.
Well, that and the fact that our number ones have done stuff like, I don't know, won the Stanley Cup.
I'll not get traded to New Jersey.
Hey. I hope that kid lights it up now. I hope Paul lights it up this year for
against everybody but Pittsburgh.
Oh, of course. And they also, the six goalies, well, five right now with Murray being out. You have Flurry, Tristan Jarry, who played Wilkes-Barre last year. And took over a majority of the starts once they pulled up Murray. I'm hoping to see him get the most playing time in camp. You have Leland Irvin and Doug Carr are both career AHLers. So I'm feeling on them. They just want to see who's going to back up Jarry.
You got to send somebody down to Wheeling, too.
Well, that's what Casey dismissed for.
And the one name that didn't make that list at all was Gustafsson, who I'm guessing they sent back over to Finland for another year of seasoning.
I thought it was like Sweden or something like that.
Sweden, Finland, whatever. One of them Lins.
That area.
Yeah. Damn it, they're beside each other. Give me credit.
I don't feel he's going to be quite ready for the North American style game.
I don't know. The few games I got to watch him play on TV, he impressed me till he decided to shit the bed.
Were they international games?
Yeah.
So it's Olympic ice.
Yeah. But like I said, he did great until he decided to shit the bed in like the end of the end of the second, beginning of the third period in both games.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him in Whelan at the end of the year. Once they do decide what they're going to do, if they're going to trade Fleury, trade Murray, trade Jarry, or whatever they're going to do to eventually handle this. I mean, in a perfect world, we'd keep Fleury and Murray, but we know if the expansion draft coming, it's not going to happen. If this was last year, I would say Fleury would definitely be staying, and they would get rid of Murray. But Sullivan has a love affair with the Wilkes-Barre guys from last year, just for the fact that he coached them the full season. So we'll see how that goes into the season.
Well, if I remember right, last week you were praising Murray.
I didn't have a choice. And he played good. That first game of the tournament, he played fantastic. The second game, not so much. He got pulled halfway through the game for Pittsburgh boy, Gibson. Which I'm sure, looking back at now, we wish Gibson would have played the full tournament. The nice thing is the Penguins have most of their roster returning.
Yeah, that's a good. I think that's a good thing. It'll.
I say, where does that put them with a cap setup, though? Are they at the roof, or are they have to play?
They have like a million left.
I don't even think
they got no playroom.
Yeah, if they might have a million,
I don't even think they have a million. After,
well, I know
after they signed Colin again, I don't think they got much left.
Well, they gave Cullen the contract he had back, and with Zadkov gone at his $1 million a year, that opened up that million. So they never brought him back. So it only opened up like what, $350,000?
Yeah, Murray's making I think $700,000 for the year.
So they got no playroom,
which is good. I mean, it sucks and it doesn't. I know a lot of Pens fans out there want them to get Marchand because of how well he's played with Fleury, with Crosby in the tournament. But I will say, you know, him and Iggy had good chemistry in the Olympics, and it didn't carry over to Pittsburgh.
They didn't play him with Crosby in Pittsburgh anyhow. They played him with Malkin.
Because Crosby was hurt.
That's true. I was there for Iggy's first game as a Penguin, I must say. I was happy to see that.
So, my thoughts are, I don't think they'll repeat as champs. They'll definitely make the playoffs. Probably take a division. And probably squeak into the conference championship, but I don't think they'll repeat.
I'm saying repeat.
I'm hoping repeat, or at least, you know, make it back. Because if not, they have failed. I mean, you're bringing back everybody. You don't repeat, or at least get back, you failed.
So that's where I think the issue comes in, is you're bringing everybody back. Whereas some of the other teams in our division and in the conference have gotten a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, but some of them still haven't gotten quite enough better to make that next step to even make the playoffs.
No, I wasn't talking about Philly.
I was talking about New Jersey. I mean, they're setting themselves up great, but you can't sit there and just try to rely on Corey Schneider. They have two goal scorers and Corey Schneider. That's it.
They got Bo and they got Hall. They're good.
Yeah, they got Bo Bennett, so he's going to be hurt all goddamn year. Which,
I think they'll make the playoffs this year. I definitely think they'll make the playoffs this year. I don't know how far they'll make it, but I think they'll make it.
I said, okay, then who's going to get knocked out? Because everybody else is pretty much still the same. Who's going to drop off?
Caps.
Okay, so you're going to say the President Trophy winning team is going to fall off bad enough to not even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from a guy who lives, what, 45 minutes from Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got balls. Slovak, who do you think is going to fall off the playoffs grid then?
Florida. Actually, no. I think New York. One of the New York teams is going to have a down year. Not sure which one exactly. More, I'd probably lean towards the Rangers, but. I don't know. I just see one of those two not doing it this year.
See, I could see the Islanders spiraling out, but I don't see them spiraling that hard. Everything they lost was fourth line guys.
I think all the New York teams, I agree with that. I think the Rangers would head downhill more than the Islanders.
Ah, take that, Hank.
And that's exactly it. I mean...
He's old.
I like him. He can't play when it counts. You know, the same thing people have always said against Florida about not being able to play in the big games. You know, the goalie everybody praises does the exact same fucking thing.
Refresh me. How many cups did Hlinkos win again?
He's still cupless.
Okay, how many does Florida have?
Two.
Okay, then. They can shut the fuck up.
But in the same aspect, Fleur is responsible for one of them.
Who's responsible for the second one?
They never would have made it to the damn playoffs if it wasn't for Fleur, so it's still part of his thing.
Let me finish this. He's responsible for the game getting into the playoffs. The offense is responsible for them winning the cup.
Oh, come on, you give up 4 goals a game. You still had a good game.
They tried that. I have heard that said before.
I was paraphrasing from, I believe it was a cup finals game? He gives up 4 goals and said, I still played good. 4 shots right through his fucking glove.
That's the thing that worries me about him.
Well, right now you don't gotta worry about that, because anything that touches, I don't know what...
His hand is going in.
Alright, so Adam, do we get any emails this week?
Do we ever get any emails?
It was worth asking. Alright.
So, no emails. We ain't getting any new comments. No one sends us any love on Facebook. We have made improvements on our listening audience. So, I thank you guys for that. Please continue to share us with your friends. Help us get out there so we can touch more people.
And please send us suggestions, something on how to make us better, where we will listen and try almost anything once. Almost anything.
That's what she said.
Too weird here. Damn it.
Yes!
Dude, I'm going to kick the crap out of you next time I see you.
Alright, so I know last week, Adam, neither one of us had a chance to play NHL. Has that changed for you?
It has.
Oh my gosh.
So, what do you think so far?
I mean, it's what I expected. I mean, we played the demo, so it's pretty much just exactly like the demo, but I haven't had a whole lot of time to play it, but it, you know, I think it's an improvement from last year's game, though.
So if you didn't have plans afterwards, just so we could play it after we finish recording, but...
I'll see
what I can do.
Edzo, I saw you've played some of the career mode, or be a pro. What's that like this year?
It's a lot more like you're playing the EASHL. It is. You get within 5 feet of the other player, you're automatically losing the puck. So it kind of bridges that gap a little bit in the opposite way, but it still bridges that gap. scoring's still a little bit too easy, but it is what it is there. I will say this, though, the franchise mode is fun. It gets kind of tricky because you got to keep up with everything.
Yeah, I did start playing that too. You know, I only played it the one night, but it seems like it could be pretty interesting.
So, our lovely listeners, we do have, I'll mention again, we do have an EA SHL team. It's Mason Dixon Sports. Please, if you guys play NHL or know people who do play NHL on Xbox One, invite them to join the team. It's public, not hard to find.
Don't worry, we suck. We have fun. We laugh at each other all the time.
Yeah, it's for fun.
That's what she said.
So, yeah. Moving on to another.
Is this 2008 again? Sorry, is this 2008 again there, Novak? What's up?
No, it's still funny in 2016.
Okay, but anyhow.
Well, so moving on to another sports game that Jason and I have been playing a lot of.
Hold on, time out. Edzo, when the hell did you start hating on what? That's what she said.
I've always hated on That's What She Said when it hits on me perfectly and I didn't see it coming.
That's what she said.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, God. Well, that and y'all kind of wore it out with the band. Come on, every other word was That's What She Said.
Exactly.
But anyhow, Novak, you still didn't go get a NASCAR yet?
Nope.
Epic fail. Epic.
I've literally played NHL once.
Fucking PennDOT people.
He's too busy getting laid.
At least somebody is.
Too busy entertaining my girlfriend.
I'm sure listening to us be idiots is entertainment enough.
Unless she's under the desk.
If you only knew.
Oh, God.
Well, if that's the case, she's not very good at a job.
Maybe I'm just good at hiding it.
Okay, this is getting taken out. Oh, fuck.
Novak had fun editing this one, man.
Oh, this one's south fast.
But anyhow, let's get back to NASCAR. NASCAR Heat Evolution. What do you think, Walt?
Like I told Adam last week, and it might be part of the reason why I haven't gotten it yet, it's a fun game. I would wait till it sells to get it, though. I mean, I'm enjoying the career mode. I'm enjoying the fact that you don't start off with a good car. You start off with...
garbage.
a mid-tier car. The one for, like, top 20s is something to celebrate. Or if you're a road course, top 5 or top 10.
Or Bristol, of course. You know, some of us win. But I hate the fact that I can't figure out how to loosen the damn car up. I think I figured something out, but... I mean, right now it's still, like, virgin on prom night tight here, so...
They do have to make some improvements, graphics-wise. The draw is horrible. I keep getting frame rate slow-ups. I don't know if you're getting that, Jason.
Yeah. Especially coming out of the corners on the super speedways.
Do you both actually have the disc, or did you download it?
Disc.
Okay.
Speaking of downloads, I was so tempted to download Forza Horizon 3 this weekend. I have a thing, if you would have got their Ultimate Edition, you could have started playing Friday. Oh, If you like racing games, that's one I'd recommend checking out. It's located in Australia. And it's a whole bunch of like different street racing type things. Graphics are fucking beautiful.
Shit. Oh, before we get off this, Adam, do you see anything about the Tour Championship? Who won that today?
Yeah, Rory McIlroy won it.
All right, so did he take FedEx Cup honors too, or?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, the dog that's. I don't know if you saw, Walt, but that track that you posted up, whatever county or Virginia it was.
Dominion, yeah.
Yeah, he signed up for it.
I did see that.
So here in 2 weeks, we might be making a trip to Virginia. Woohoo!
Oh. Try to let me know ahead of time so I can try to get a switch.
Their next race down there is October 8th.
And who's going down there?
You do realize Casey did sign up for that track.
No, that was Dominion. His car didn't make the rules for Myrtle Beach.
For the Myrtle Beach, there would be way too much headache trying to get the car changed back over.
So when's it?
Because of his illegal adjustable arms in the back.
Oh my god. Those again.
Yeah.
So
they actually made a rule for him.
When did you say the next race is then that he signed up for?
It's the 8th is the next race down there. I don't know if he just did it to make us laugh or if he actually wants to go.
Well, if he wants to go, he better let us know, like, now, so I can plan ahead a little.
Yeah, so we can get some arrangements here. I got 2 kids to pawn off somewhere. Holy five head.
So, speaking of that, Jason, have we heard anything else on his suspension at Jonestown, or...
No, we have not heard anything else.
So, just so I'm correct, I was correct on the assumption last week. It's a permanent ban.
As of right now, we're going to say yes, it's a permanent ban, but there's things saying otherwise. Can we let it at that?
Like season, half season?
Like basically just that race and... Joe wants him to come back.
I mean, you missed it. We read the rule. The rule justified the points and for that season. That rule has nothing about future in it. So...
Like I said, I just stated what the letter told him. But then I also just now stated what Joe said, is he'd like him to come back next year. But getting him to bite his tongue is not an easy thing to do.
I mean, honestly, if I was Casey, I wouldn't go back.
I think he wants to go back and get what was taken from him and help, you know, that either number 22 or 44 get up to the front, too.
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, is that 22 or 44 even going to go? Because I know the 44 was talking last week, it was depending on the rules.
It is.
Yeah.
And it also depends on if somebody else buys it to make it a 22.
Yeah, we got to talk about that one. Somebody's finally working and somebody else is finally working. I got some spending money.
Well, she's put away and protected for you, so...
Just gotta, you know, change the paint color a little bit, I guess.
Buy the paint, I'll paint it.
But anyhow. Justin?
We talked about the Steelers, we talked about the Pirates. Find another chance to talk about the Penguins. Yay.
Don't worry, folks. Next week, the Penguins will be probably more full force.
Yeah, they open up preseason this week. I show how much I've been out of it. I don't know who they play. I think it's the Red Wings for the first game.
I'll have to look. And there'll be a lot of hating on the Capitals. A lot of hating on the Capitals.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Fuck the Capitals.
Fuck Ovi.
I would seriously pay to see another Darius Kasparaitis on Eric Lindros hit when it comes to him. I'd pay to see it.
See, there's an issue with that, though.
It was clean hit.
As much as I hate Ovi, he hits!
Yeah, but he's not a pussy like dirty as fuck.
He's not a pussy like Lindros was.
Oh, Lindros was a pussy, but Ovechkin's also dirty at...
Busy.
Alright. Yeah, some of us gotta be up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Up all night to get lucky.
Oh, that and the boss will be home in about 30 minutes here.
Yeah, you can't be talking to me when she gets home.
She can go fuck herself for all I care when it comes to that one. And yes, you can post that.
All I'm going to say on that is women don't make fucking sense. And leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. Women...
Well, at least certain women don't make fucking sense. And Jason has a habit of finding those women.
No shit.
Uh-oh. Someone's taking clothes off.
Actually, yes, you're right.
Damn it, turn the camera. Oh, shit.
Alright, on that note, we'll wrap this episode up. You guys can follow the podcast on Twitter at Mace Dick Sports Podcast, on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast, or email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Xbox Live, Twitter, Instagram, at Boost4608.
You can follow me on Twitter at Slovak044. Snapchat is the same thing. And you can play some Xbox with me at EagleHawk44.
You can play some Xbox with me at Edzo608. I have no clue what the rest of my crap is right now, so I'll just put it on next week's.
Twitter is at TheEdzo608. Snapchat is JEdzo608.
Thank you, Slovy.
So, next week. See you out there.
Later on.